Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Queensland Human Rights Commissioner Scott McDougall presents a human rights vision for the Games. Queensland inaugural Human Rights Commissioner Scott McDougall presented his final address at Parliament House on Monday evening with a focus on human rights vision for the Games. As his seven-year term concludes in October, Commissioner McDougall took the opportunity to transport guests 7 years into the future. He presented a vision on how spectators, athletes and journalists from around the world could view Queensland as a world leader in human rights, from the accessibility of venues to the vibrancy and openness of Queensland society and culture at the 2032 Games. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Commissioner Scott McDougall on the line. Scott, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, we're talking about a platform, talking about human rights, talking about protecting all human beings. And when we talk about Olympic Games, there it is front and centre on stage for the world to see. So tell us about your inaugural Human Rights Commission, you presented a final address to Parliament. Tell us about your findings there, please, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Yeah, so I finish up next week after 7 years as the inaugural Human Rights Commissioner for Queensland, and I gave my final speech last week, and really was about the opportunity that Brisbane, Queensland, and in fact Australia has to present, you know, our best selves as a nation to the international community in 2032, and I think that, you know, it would take almost a 180 degree turnaround on Queensland's current trajectory and its relationship with First Nations people. But I still think there's a great opportunity for Queensland to demonstrate that it can uphold the human rights of First Nations people in Queensland.
And so it should. And we're talking about world stage Olympics, you know. But it's sad, you could say, for Olympics to turn this around. But, look, beginning is half done is what I would say, Scott.
Yeah, so it was very unfortunate that the Premier decided to reverse his position on truth-telling and treaty just straight after the referendum. And I think if he had have taken more time before rushing into that decision, we may well still have a truth-telling process going on. Mm. And it's just so important that Queensland deals with its history. There are so few people who really understand the gravity and just the sheer scale of what occurred right across the frontier in Queensland, and, you know, not that long ago, and the continuing impacts of what happened. So I think that process is going to have to occur at some stage, and I think it should happen sooner rather than later.
Well, exactly. And look, Australia, Queensland, what have you, has a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history is history. And we should embrace the history, acknowledge it, and together move on, I would think.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you 100%, Trevor. And I think it's the key to progressing the relationship, because one way or another, there will be a relationship presented to the international community. Mm-hmm. And there's an opportunity for the government to make some steps to ensure that First Nations people in Queensland are telling a good story.
Yes.
About the things that have occurred since, you know, Cathy Freeman really ran with the weight of Australia's unfinished business on her shoulders in 2000, I think the international community will be looking and say to Australia, well, what have you done since 2000? What's happened?
Exactly. And you put it that way in your regard to your description of Cathy Freeman running. It wasn't only to win a race. Yeah, she did carry the country on her shoulders. And here we are in 21st century, 2025, and we are still behind the eight ball in regarding human rights or regarding, well, let's call it as it is, racism, which needs to be stamped out in all facets as we live as human beings together.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, in the 25 years since Cathy Freeman's race, we've really gone backwards. We've seen the dismantling of ATSIC, which was a significant retrograde step. And then, you know, the referendum result, which, you know, there was 40% of people in support of it, 60% who didn't like the particular constitutional model that was put up. And in the face of opposition from the coalition, it's not a surprising result. And that doesn't mean we should all just give up and walk away.
No, that's right.
First Nations people have a right to be represented and to participate in decision making. And that right needs to be recognised and expressed in some form. And I think that the Commonwealth government really has to take the leadership here, because what we're seeing is several states, in particular Queensland and the Northern Territory, really lagging behind when it comes to Indigenous rights.
Yeah. Look, so much for it, as you said, here's the opportunity showcased to the world that this state, this country, is open for all peoples and to embrace the sports or sports, but embrace life as we sit in the 21st century moving forward. And more ones run, a great opportunity to showcase that, I would think.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, Trevor.
And what happens with you after the seven-year term? What's the next chapter for you, Scott McDougall?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm going to have a bit of a break.
Yeah.
I have some connections with people up far north that I'm going to spend a bit of time with them, and also spend some time thinking about where I can best add value and, yeah, go from there.
Well, it's about enjoying the journey, new chapter. Thank you very much for sharing. Now, you presented to Parliament House on Monday evening. What happens there before you conclude in October? Do you get feedback? Do you get information? And where does it sit, if it's yay or nay, to how you see it? Anything more you can do? Or do you hand the reins over for the next person, or expect them to act on what you delivered? Or where does it sit, Scott?
Yeah, it's a good question, Trevor. There's no formal response to the speech required, and there's a recruitment process underway for the next commissioner. There will be a bit of a gap between me finishing next Tuesday and the next commissioner starting. The government's going to make some announcements, I suspect, about the acting arrangements, but really, yeah, it's a wait and see.
Sure.
The commission is made up of a team of incredibly hardworking public servants, very talented team. I'm confident that they'll continue to seek to protect human rights in Queensland.
Well, I would think, Scott, that the new next commissioner would take on board to what you've delivered. And with the support of the team at the table, that they would adhere to what is delivered, I would think, Scott.
Well, let's wait and see, Trevor. I think First Nations rights are, you know, critically important, and given Queensland's history, even more important in Queensland. So I think any commissioner coming into the role would have to recognise that. There's also a lot of other areas with competing rights, I guess, as well.
Mm. Well, thank you for the work that you've done. It's a conversation that needs to be had in more ways than one. And if you're going to be true to being a host of the Olympic Games, then step up to the plate in all facets. But thank you so very much, Scott. All the best for your new chapter. And thank you for sharing. You have a great day. And keep smiling, my friend.
Thanks very much, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Commissioner Scott McDougall, Queensland's Human Rights Commissioner, and talking about what he delivered to the Parliament House on Monday evening, and with the focus on a human rights vision for the Olympic Games happening in 2032. And we are behind the ball in regarding this state and regarding First Nation people, acknowledgement, recognition, and what have you. A lot of work needs to be done. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. 1 hour program, National Talk Black, and your host, the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and like I said, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Some the bully fly, fly bully. She oops, oh, colleague. She oops, oh, I'll got it. She oops, oh, one time. She oops, oh, monkey and the turtle. Them two, them two piney, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stop, I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two pull down, belly up, yeah, yeah, yeah. You serve something, you serve a dumper. Mata bully fly, fly bully. She up shoo, my colleague. She up shoo, how got it. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, monkey and the turtle. Them two been gone, them two been buying a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and let's suit them two. Them two bold and belly up, you sabe something, you sabe dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoo, my colleague. She up shoo, how got it. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, monkey and the turtle. Them two go e-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah. Them two pine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stop e-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah. I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Come and me suit them two. Them two fall down, belly up, yeah, yeah, yeah. You serve something, you serve a dumper. I'm at the bully fly, fly bully. She up shoo, oh, colleague. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, monkey, monkey. Turtle, them two been dog, them two been pine one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and suti them two. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You serve something, you serve a dump, I'm at the bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoo, oh, colleague. She up shoo, how got it. She up shoo, how. She up shoo. Monkey, 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 monkey.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, the transformational impact of John Moriarty football, that's JMF, on the lives of vulnerable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children can be clearly seen in new research from Deloitte Access Economics released for Indigenous Football Week. We're going to talk about that and have a yarn with Illiri Toby, John Moriarty football JMF ambassador. And we have Sister Illiri on the line. Illiri, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please.
I am a proud Gangalu Kanalu woman from up north, Rockhampton, just okay. A small town outside of there called Mount Morgan.
Mount Morgan, beautiful. Big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much. Now you're based down there in Sydney, is that right?
I sure am. I'm in the big smoke down here.
Big smoke. Let's talk about first your football career. So you're ambassador. So you threw the boots on, laced up a boot?
Yeah, I was professional for almost 10 years. And, you know, as they all say, you get to a point of old age and you have to think about not playing again.
Hang the boots up.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm almost there, I reckon. So, yeah, I played professional for about 10 years, but have played pretty much my whole life.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, we can't dodge age, and we get to a point in our life where we pull our hamstring just thinking about the game. But, look, good on you, sister. You've done your bit. So, look, talking about the beautiful space, John Moriarty Football JMF, and you're the ambassador. Look, fantastic. And looking at this as a vehicle in regard to engaging our mob. So tell us about this program, please.
Yeah, our program, it's a pretty special one. We're locally led and we operate across, I think, 17 communities across New South Wales, Queensland and Northern Territory. Cairns being one of our hubs, actually. So it's a very cool program where we obviously have football as the centre of everything. And then from there, we teach health and well-being and respectful relationships and, you know, just giving our mob some tools to continue life and give them access to things that they probably wouldn't necessarily have.
Look, we talk about football, and we just had the AFL Grand Final, the NRL Grand Final coming up and what have you. But football, when we're talking with you, we know it as soccer, is that right?
Yes, exactly, soccer.
So talk about this space. How are we travelling? I mean, we our black people, we are very talented when it comes to sports or music, for example, you know. So no matter what code it is, we can pick up natural talent there. So tell us about First Nation people playing the game soccer or football as you know it. Is that increasing in this space?
Yeah, it has definitely been increasing. I think that when we first started our program up in Borroloola, actually, which was our pilot hub, we had 120 children. Oh. And now I think we're reaching more than 5,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids annually across our 15 schools that we're in. So even I think just our growth within this space from the perspective of the foundation, it's been an incredible growth. And, yeah, I think that says it across the board that everyone wants to play a sport, especially in our mob, no matter what it is, and
that's
they're
right.
usually good at it. So
exactly,
it's really
exactly.
nice to see the growth.
And so, look, and hats off to the John Moriarty football program and the work that they do, you know, John Moriarty himself. And when you look at this space, it's a good investment. You would think that Soccer Australia would have their eyes and ears open. I mean, talking scouting, watching our kids perform, and there's natural talent there, I would think.
Yeah, you would think, and I feel like it's a conversation that we always have at the foundation, especially with, you know, Football Australia, about that and opening up those opportunities, because we are talented and we see a lot of kids, and I think giving that opportunity or even just eyes on those kids and those communities is so important. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get that partnership going and start growing in that aspect, because we certainly have those conversations almost every day, I would assume, in the foundation. So yeah, it's very big on our agenda, and we hope that soon that it can keep going and they jump on board with us.
Exactly. And when you look at, well, we talk about football, and I mentioned earlier AFL, NRL, very strong here, but soccer, you could say football, as they know in Europe, of course, is a world event, world sport activity. So doors can open up for our young up-and-coming footballers on the Big Island of Australia in regard to their future, and if not in a business sense, in regard to the amount of money at the table as well, there could be a future in more ways than one, you could say, Alera.
Yeah, 100%. I think soccer truly is the world game, isn't it? And everyone at least knows what the sport is. So I think that the opportunity and the growth that we can have and the pathways that we could offer and even, you know, future-wise, it really is unparalleled, and we really can provide that support and give those opportunities if we are supported at the foundation.
Fantastic. How long have you been the ambassador, Alera?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think about 2 years.
Okay, enjoying that journey?
Yeah, it's been really great. I love this stuff, and I'm
fantastic.
Really passionate about football and kids and education and everything that we do. So it's really fun to be able to talk about it.
So the theme for this year is Indigenous Football Week. Look, fantastic. Do the kids get opportunities to go and see a professional game as such, or the engagement with their national teams as such?
No, I wouldn't say as such, just because it is, you know, the communities that we work with are quite, you know, remote and rural.
Okay.
So it does make it quite hard, but they get you know, access to us, and we try and provide them as much as possible. And, and usually annually as well, we bring down like kids from each of our hubs, and they get to spend a week in Sydney with us. So we do provide them cool opportunities, but yeah, hopefully we can give them more in the future.
Look, fantastic. Love the work that you do. Thank you so very much. A big shout out to the JMF, John Moriarty Football, and the work that they're doing. A team effort it is, in more ways than one. Larry, you keep smiling, and we will yarn soon, my sister, and thank you for the yarn, eh?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Alira Toby, her name is. John Moriarty Football Ambassador, JMF, and the transformation impact of John Moriarty Football on the lives of vulnerable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children can be clearly seen in new research from Deloitte Access Economics, released for Indigenous Football Week 2025. The theme for this year, Indigenous Football Week, 22-28 September, transformation, which is what JMF has been about since the first IFW 2016 as an Aboriginal design and led youth program targeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids in rural and remote communities, helping them about the journey of life and the importance of education, but of course culture as well. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Distractions I can lead you astray. Refresh your spirit in your own kooey ways. Kooey love, plump all your mother, father, sister and brother. Kooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Kooey people, wise kooey leaking, it's all to each other. Kooey love, kooey life, kooey ways. Kooey love, kooey love, kooey love. Kooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Kooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Kooey people, life's good leaking, it's all to each other. Kooey love, kooey life, kooey ways. Kooey love, kooey love, kooey love. When we get together, we start having fun. Kooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Kooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Kooey people, one's good leaking, us all to each other. Kooey love, kooey life, kooey ways. Kooey love, kooey love, kooey love. Kooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Kooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Kooey people, one spirit linking us all to each other. Kooey love, kooey life, kooey ways. Kooey love, kooey love, kooey love. Kooey love, kooey love, kooey love. Thank you.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy. Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wootchopper and Health Services free pop-up clinic this Wednesday in Edmonton. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. 12 noon. Check out Wootchopper's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Bushfires happen every year in Queensland. It's time to prepare your mob and home. Make a bushfire survival plan so everyone knows what to do. Pack an evacuation kit with all the important items you and your mob might need. Check fire danger ratings and listen to any bushfire warnings. Find out more, search Bushfire Survival Plan. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Street and they got nowhere to sleep. I pray for the homeless peeps who are hungry, who got nothing to eat. I pray for the girl with the black eye locked in a room who just got beat. I pray for my titty girl falling down, gotta help her find her feet. I pray for them little old ladies. I pray for all them babies. I pray every day to the Lord and I thank him for the way that he made me. I pray for the racist people. I pray when they acting crazy. I pray to the Lord cause the good Lord knows how much I've been patiently waiting. I pray for the angry lady. I pray for the haters, baby. I pray for the little boy at the bus stop who is fighting his demons daily. I pray for the hood, I pray for the good, I pray for what God gave me. I pray for the mamas who holding it down when everything else is failing. I pray for my children, pray for protection, please God keep them safe. I pray for my two sons and my daughter with everything they face. I pray for the next generation, never give up on the dream you chase. I pray for spiritual healing, I pray to the God of grace.
Pray, Lord, our souls you keep. As I lay me down to sleep, Lord, I pray our souls you keep. I pray, pray.
I pray for God to help me heal from all my trauma. When I look in the mirror, I want to be a better version of myself. Daughter. I pray for a better day, pray for a better way, pray for God to bless me. Pray to say what I want to say every time the devil tries to test me. Sovereignty never ceded, that's why my people keep on bleeding. Where is the love that's needed? Why does the hate just keep on leading? I pray for the kids to have a vision that they always believe in. I pray for us to win and make them changes for our dreaming. I pray for the history of them stories that my elders told me. I pray for the unsolved mystery. I pray for the sad and lonely. I pray for the youth. I pray for the truth. I pray for what makes you happy. I pray that I beat the devil down every time he tries to attack me. I pray till my demons flee. I pray for the blind to see. I pray for my destiny and I always pray for my family. I'm praying for the ones who got my back. I'm praying real hard. I'm praying for the ones who need them blessings from them deep scars.
Pray, Lord, our souls you keep. As I lay me down to sleep, Lord, I pray our souls to keep. I pray, pray.
Don't even know about. That's who we pray for. Peep too smile in your face, but they go home, have a breakdown, Lord. That's who we pray for. These kids are stuck in a war, who are growing up poor, Lord. That's who we pray for. Peeps who suffer in silence, always told to be quiet. That's who we pray for. That's who we pray for.
Pray.
That's who we pray for.
Pray.
That's who we pray for.
Pray.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program. National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong and yarning up here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A big shout out to First National Radio Station across the beautiful country of ours, a Daily Black Network it is. Now, QMF, Queensland Music Festivals, Queensland Music Trails strikes global gold again. How deadly are we? Queensland cultural tourism credentials have been celebrated on the global stage overnight with QMN's Dream Aloud Festival winning gold at the 2025 Music Cities Awards in Fayetteville, Arkansas. But no matter where it is, break my jaw trying to pronounce it, we are winners. Nevertheless, we're going to catch up yarn with Daryl Raven, QMF CEO, on the line. My brother, very good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Trevor. How are you, mate?
I'm fantastic. And like I said, winners are grinners. How deadly are we? And just open your eyes regarding we do what we do, not for any rewards or recognition, acknowledgement, but it's good to get acknowledged and global at that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's obvious to us the impact we have on mob and community and bringing visitors to experience the north and the cultures and the sounds that we all hear and all share from up there. But when you go overseas and, you know, it's, like you said, it's not about awards, but when you do go overseas and you have people from all around the globe, you know, talking about how amazing this concept is and how amazing these places that we get to visit with them are, let alone the voices of the, you know, the amazing artists we have and the destinations like Cairns, it's a truly remarkable reminder of how good this thing is.
Well, tell us about how it came about. I mean, when you're organising festivals and QMF, Queensland Music Festival, the work they do, and congratulations, your team and what have you, once you, create a space, how does it go into the circle in regarding picking out your hat, your name out of the hat, and regarding becoming winners globally? Do you have to be part of a world international festival space, so to speak? Paint that picture. How did it come about? How did you get in touch as a CEO, Daryl, in regarding, yes, you are the winners? Paint that picture, please.
Well, I think it's one of those things where we are really, really proud and privileged to do what we do. And, you know, we have the support of people like the Queensland State Government and Cairns Regional Council, as well as other people like QUT and others that make these things happen. They really lean in and make Dream Aloud possible for us. And we're so proud of the work we do and so proud of the thousands of people and mob that came along last year to our event. So we put our hand up and we you know, really sold that song to the world about how good this event was. And people started paying attention and listening. And the people at Music Cities and Sound Diplomacy who run these awards in this global conference reached out and, you know, we were a part of the awards nomination process and, you know, you put your hand up and you take your chances. And then, I was very lucky to be over in Fayetteville in Arkansas in the US and speaking at the conference. But equally, more importantly, the night before was the big global awards. And lo and behold, you know, the global panel of people who made the decision all leaned in and said that, you know, Dream Aloud and our product and our festival up in Gimoy was the winner. So very special.
Fantastic. And then when you look at it, Cairns, Gimoy as a city for tourism, high-end tourism, and look, it just helps to put Cairns on the map. So when you're talking about the Queensland Government and Cairns Regional Council, for example, investing in this space, that's a good investment.
It's an incredible investment. And to be honest, you know, we know that Cairns is famous for so many reasons. We just want to help make music tourism and cultural tourism another one of those strings to its bow. So, again, we're proud of our partnership with the government and Cairns Regional Council and others because we love doing what we do and they're the ones that make it possible. And, you know, when that news starts getting around the world and those images are held up on those screens all around the world of this event, more people are taking notice.
Exactly. And, Daryl, when you look at the space itself, we're talking about entertainment, we're talking about talent, we're talking about First Nation people from grassroots, an opportunity to be on stage, doors can open up, we're talking about keeping young ones active with life, idle time, idle hands, devil's playground. If music is the vehicle and if music is the essence of life, then play on. It's a 12-pronged spear, I would say, Daryl.
It is, and you know, last year's event was headlined by, you know, First Nations music royalty in King, Stingray and Baker Boy.
Yes.
But equally, we had REB and Normie J, so locals from Cairns and Yarrabah, and they were playing on that same stage. And, you know, sharing a story with some of the REB boys around how, you know, their family used to sit around in Munro Martin, and it was a real, you know, spot to hang out back in the day, and now they're playing on a stage there for thousands of people. It was just such a beautiful moment to, again, realise that, yep, the festival is headlined by some massive names, but also the local talent, the local stories from Gimoy, they're coming through.
And you're saying about where a mob used to hang out, and regarding Munro Martin Park, for example, our ancestors are smiling down at our young ones and creating this space as an active space, and it is so deadly. Look, congratulations to you and your team. This is fantastic. Global gold again. So we received it last year too. Is that the case?
We did, yeah. Very lucky, and in this space we are so proud that, you know, it's our First Nations headlined events that are really taking the shape. So last year it was our event that we did on Yui Country down in Cape Hillsborough, and we had Christine Arnoux playing an event down there called Between the Tides. And again, really, really amazing First Nations stories, partnering with the community and the mob, and that was again noticed. So I think now we're getting a bit of a reputation for just the amazing way we can put First Nations and cultural tourism on a stage and make it a really visitor attraction kind of opportunity.
Well, exactly. And then you look at the likes you did mention, Baker Boy, for example, who headlined the program last year at the Dream Aloud Festival. And just the other day when he performed with Snoop Dogg at the AFL Grand Final, and Sister Jessica Mowboy, you know, I mean, it shows the talent we have as a First Nation people on the big island Australia, brother.
Oh, it does, and we love those too. I mean, Jess played with us in Yarrabah a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And we were so proud to have her there as part of our event with the Yarrabah community, because the Music and Cultural Festival down there is such a big part of that that mob community.
Mm.
And Denzel last year, Baker Boy, he was an absolute legend. That he got involved, he really, really got into the destination. He went out on the reef and had a day on the boats and all sorts of stuff. So,
yes.
You know, for these amazing artists to be leading in, they are, you know, leading culture as we go through how they bring music and tourism together.
And you can't be what you can't see, you know. Our young ones are seeing that perform. And look, if that brother can do it, that sister can do it, then look at world, here I come sort of thing, you know. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, these young leaders that are coming through and putting them alongside people like King Stingray, those sort of slightly older statesmen of bringing this thing together, you know, it's just so beautiful to watch them all have a really fun time playing together, watching the audience get behind it. And the amount of families and kids that were at Dream Aloud last year up at Munro Martin was phenomenal. It was just such a multi-generational thing, experiencing beautiful traditional culture.
And talking about Dream Aloud, we got it happening again. You want to share the dates with the people, please, brother?
We do, mate. Yeah, we're very excited to be back at Munro Martin on the 18th of October, so Saturday the 18th, and you know, we've not let the team down again. We've got some really big names bringing this one back to life. So, you know, Budjara, Kaid, South Summit, 3%, Denny, Zipporah, Anu. I mean, we've got more and more coming back, and it's an amazing opportunity for us to be back in Gimoy and putting on something pretty special.
And it comes with that to promote that. Of course, you'll be using it, and I'm saying it right now on National Talk Black. We're talking about a global gold award winners, so it's got to be good. So come and check it out, people.
It's got to be real good, and I tell you what, we won't be disappointing this year. So all those people that have got opportunities to get up north, or those who are in the region, get in your cars and get there and be at Munro Martin on Saturday the 18th of October. It is going to be deadly.
Darryl, all the best to you and your team. Congratulations once again. Thank you very much. And we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Beautiful. Cheers, Trevor.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Darryl Raven, his name is, QMF, Queensland Music Festival CEO. And look, fantastic. They just picked up the award, a global award, in America at Thaddeusville, Arkansas. And it was winning the gold at the 2025 Music Cities Awards. So it looked fantastic. They won it again last year. Now again this year. It shows you that the deadly event, Dream Aloud Festival, is one to be recognised, to be a part of. So do check it out. And big shout out to the Mayor of Cairns, Amy Eden. Thank you very much. And the Council supporting this lovely space. Queensland Government, thank you very much. And you are sitting on a winning team in regards gaining global recognition. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and around the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.